The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks so much for checking out a HoustonTexans.com podcast. On Wednesday, Jets head coach Rex Ryan talked with the media on a conference call, and here is what was said.
I want to do the memory lane stuff first. Can you tell me at what point, inspired by your father, you wanted to be a coach and what you got from Buddy?
Okay, I think first off, and when you're a little kid, you dream about playing. Playing in professional baseball or professional football and all that kind of stuff. And then when you get in high school, you kind of realize that you're really not that kind of player. At least I did.
Yeah.
But I knew then. I think I knew in high school that I wanted to be a coach. And I was a ball boy, for years with the Bears and stuff like that and Vikings. And, it was just, I love being around football. I love being around the guys in any capacity, I knew my dad, one thing about my dad is that he always looked forward to going to work every day. And I think whether, he knew it or not, that's why I think he had such a huge influence on my twin brother and I,
uh-huh.
because we saw that, he couldn't wait to go to work. Even on down years, he was ready to go, that competitiveness and all that. He got the, and once you get into coaching, you understand that, it's about the next game and being around the guys and trying to help guys out and stuff. And it's just, from a competitiveness and all that kind of stuff, there's very, if you can't play the game, the next best thing is coaching it, and I guess that's something that I always wanted to do.
Well, you coached just the way he coached. I mean, he was here for a year, coached, in my opinion, the best Oilers defense ever in just that one season. They won 11 straight games.
Right.
I became very fond of him. What strategically do you remember a conversation where you said, Rex, this is how we coach defense?
Well, there are several things. Now, I was fortunate enough to coach under my dad
for
2 years in Arizona.
Right.
The first year, we were pretty decent.
Yeah.
I think we were third in the NFL in defense. The next year, we couldn't stop a nosebleed. And, we had a lot of guys, out and things like that. But, then it became nepotism. So,
the first year,
you never heard anything about it. But really, that was huge for me and for my brother as well. Because my dad, the way he attacked protections, the way he, just went about game planning an opponent, like that, he was, 20 years ahead of his time, and
right.
I think maybe even more so. But I think that more than anything else, and that, and then the mentality that his teams always played with, and I think that's, for whatever reason, I think that's rubbed off on wherever I've coached. It's just one of those things where our guys, we'll play hard and I don't know why it is. I think I just inherited that.
Well, I'm struck by how your players say the same things about you that Buddy's players said about him. And I'm sure that makes you very proud.
Yeah, it does. The punch notwithstanding, I think that's, it's the funny thing is with my dad, he's a positive person, very positive person. I think I'm the same way. I'm not near as tough as my dad. I always bring up that, he was a master sergeant in the Korean War when he was 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had to grow up that way, I would have been a lot tougher.
Well, it's interesting that the circle's unbroken. Everybody remembers Joe Namath beating the Colts, but the reality was it was Buddy's defense.
Well, he's part of that defense, that's for sure. And, that's a great point, That's a great point. And I know Joe Namath was quite a leader and things, but you're right. I think that defense was prepped. I don't think they get enough credit.
Score was 16-7.
Right. Well, I'll sign up for that right now.
Absolutely. Do you have any recollection of that game? I guess you were only 6 at the time.
I actually do, though. And it's funny because Rick Volk, I spent 10 years in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Volk is still,
how about that?
I still see him at some of the functions. And he looks like he's 30 years old. The guy's in great shape.
That's amazing.
But I remember Matt Snell running him over, and he said he told me that he actually was knocked out, and he ended up playing the whole game, but he literally was knocked out by Snell.
That's great.
And I remember that. And I also remember, you know, Don Maynard,
sure,
was a, you know, Hall of Fame receiver and all.
Absolutely.
That. But George Sauer was the guy that, you know, had the big game, you know. And then I remember Jimmy Orr is still open on that flea flicker.
Yeah.
But nobody can find him. So I actually remember quite a bit. I actually, you know, even the first play of the game, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I thought that the Jets, like, shifted their guards. Like, you know, ran an overload on offense when they, like, literally shifted their guards,
yeah,
out of their normal position. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just something,
something
I thought.
Sticks
I,
in your head.
I remember.
Were you in the stadium or were you watching from home?
No, I was in the stadium.
Were you? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, again, I could be totally wrong on that, but at least it's something that I think I remember seeing. And, you know, Tom Matty, of course, still is out there in Baltimore, and you know, I remember he had a great game, but I'm not sure if he's fumbled or not, but I remember he had a great game for the Colts, but or maybe it's just he used to tell me he had a great game.
Yeah. Well, do you did Buddy come to training camp this year? Do you still talk to him about football?
Oh, I talked to him quite a bit. You know, he never came to our training camp. He came to a couple of our mini camps.
Okay.
This year he went to Cleveland
for
my brother's training camp for about a week, but you know, he stays in touch. I thought he was going to be here for our home opener, but he's going to fly in for a later game. It's always great to see him, and I you know, I do. I still talk football with him, and it's the thing that's funny is you would think he would be a tough critic, but he's just the opposite. He's soft. You know what I mean?
No, he's,
you
know, a sweet
he's,
guy.
Oh yeah, and you know his boys can't do anything wrong. Where my mom gives me the more. You know, she's a tough critic. You know?
She's tougher in that regard, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she's always the, you know, her answer to everything is, you know, pressure. You got to bring more pressure.
So that's where it really comes from, okay.
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny because, you know, the league should be happy that my mom's not a coordinator or something.
Well, you know, you've coached for a long time. You know, he coached for a long time. I'm sure he talked to you repeatedly. He says, Rex, you just got to be patient. It'll come. It'll happen. Now it's finally come. Are you gonna have any? You gonna have any jitters Sunday? Just yeah. I know you've coached preseason games. You've been a defensive coordinator for years, but
right.
is this a different deal?
Yeah, you know it is different, but I don't think it's, you know, that I'd have any jitters or nerves or anything. I think it's more of excitement. You know, like I'm looking forward to this football team. You know, and the playing for real, and. You know, almost it's you know like a little chip on the shoulder saying that, you know, like we're not supposed to be, you know, that good. We're supposed to finish bottom of our, you know, by the so-called experts, you know, bottom of our division and all that stuff. But the great thing is we get to prove it. So we're going to be on that field and on, you know, Sunday the Texans are going to face a good football team, you know, in the playing for real you know, almost it's you know like a little chip on the shoulder saying that, you know, like we're not supposed to be, you know, that good. We're supposed to finish bottom of our, you know, by the so-called experts, you know, bottom of our division and all that stuff. But the great thing is we get to prove it. So we're going to be on that field and on, you know, Sunday the Texans are going to face a good football team. Yeah, I think they're an outstanding team, but they're going to face one too, and that's my opinion. You know, we're going to find out, but I think this is a group that's has a lot of talent. I think we got an outstanding coaching staff, and I can't wait. It's just an excitement that, you know, I'm really excited to, you know, to get this first one in. And, you know, unfortunately, we're playing at Houston.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
So this team's an outstanding team at home. Their fans really get behind their team and all that, but you know, it's not going to be easy for him, I can tell you that.
So it's going to be hard on a rookie coach or a rookie quarterback?
It might be hard on both of us, but it's going to be hard on the Texans, too.
Okay. Can you talk about Mark a little bit? And obviously, he's your guy.
Yes, he is. And he's a I think he's going to be an outstanding quarterback. He's got great leadership. He's got all the intangibles. He's confident. He's poised. He's got all the physical talents that you look for in a quarterback. And you know, shoot, all he's got to be is, you know, just go out and be, you know, if he's himself and just plays to, you know, get out there, have some fun just like you have all your life, I think he's going to be successful. He doesn't have to go out and, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Hey, just play the position and have fun, and I think good things will happen.
And you'll try to, you know, you'll do what you can to protect him. Obviously, you want to run the football. You don't want to put it all on his back, right?
No, absolutely. We got a team that's, we got a couple outstanding running backs. We got a veteran offensive line that is one of the best offensive lines in the league. So, you know, that's a recipe for success, I think, on offense. And, you know, whether you have a veteran quarterback or a rookie quarterback. So, you know, I feel confident in that group.
How difficult was it shoehorning your defensive scheme of different people? I know you brought a couple of very key people with you, but you different personnel, but you're doing the same stuff. How can you reflect on that a little bit for me?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I think we were built for it. You know, that this group is built to run a very similar style that we did in Baltimore. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, we have some talented guys here. Darrell Revis, I think, one of the mm-hmm. best corners in football. Mm-hmm. Chris Jenkins, an outstanding nose tackle, and you know, we got the combination of David Harris and Bart Scott on the inside is pretty good.
Coach, your Ravens defense played unbelievably well against the Texans at Reliant Stadium last season. Does that confidence transfer over to a new team since it's the same place that your defense did so well?
Well, we thought we did okay, but I thought the Texans, you know, did good against us. You know, so, you know, they moved the ball well. We made a couple of plays in the red zone that, you know, might have really affected the outcome of that game. But I thought that, you know, the Texans were, you know, they did a good job offensively against us. But again, you know, we're going to be confident no matter where we play. You know, I know statistics, you know, say that, you know, that the Texans are about as good a team as you get at home. You know, they average close to 30 points a game over the last 2 years. You know, that 12-4 record at home, you know, speaks for itself. And then you look at, you know, this offense was third in the NFL in offense mm-hmm. last year. So, with everybody back, the quarterback healthy, and, you know, you got the best receiver in the game, you know, Andre Johnson, and it's funny because he hasn't necessarily been on a national stage, but everybody knows it, and what a tremendous talent he is. And you know, it's going to be a great challenge for our defense, but it's one that I think our guys are, you know, they're we're certainly, you know, getting ready for it, and we know it's going to be a big challenge, but we also think it's going to be a challenge for Houston as well.
Coach, the Texans have a new defensive coordinator since when you saw him last year here. What kind of challenges do they present as a defense?
Well, you certainly, when you think of the Texans on defense, you think of two guys in particular, Mario Williams and, of course, the great linebacker, D'Amico Ryan. So those are two, you know, huge pieces to the puzzle over there. And then getting Robinson back as well for this game. So they definitely have some talent here. You know, on defense and you know, some of the best players in the NFL and those two young men for sure.
Have you noticed any change in their scheme? I mean, it might be hard watching preseason film, but have you noticed anything different about the way they play defense?
Well, I'm sure they're going to show a lot of different things, you know, when they get to the regular season, just like we will, that you haven't necessarily seen in preseason. But I think, you know, the big thing is they're running around, you know, they're competing, they're flying around all over the place, and you know, I think they have a chance to be good on defense. But again, our offense is, you know, is built a certain way. You know, we think we can run the football. So we're going to find out.
You think that you can run the football? How do you think that, you know,
on anybody? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's not, you know, well, now we have this opponent. I think last year, this is one of the best running teams in the league. You know, the Jets are, and it's because of our running backs, and it's because of our, you know, our offensive line. So, you know, that's obviously where it's going to start. We have a rookie quarterback. You know, we need to be able to run the football.
Rex, did Buddy give you any advice about, okay, you know, you've been a defensive coordinator. I was a defensive coordinator, became a head coach. Here's some things I had to do differently. Was that conversation ever happened?
No, not really. You know, I think it's more, you know, I got to be my own person. And, you know, the comparisons to my dad, that's great. I appreciate that because I have so much respect for my dad. But I'm my own man. And, you know, a couple of things that I know for sure is you got to be yourself to be successful. And I wanted to surround myself with the best group of guys they could, whether that's coaching staff, whether it's players, you know, our entire organization. I feel great about the people we have in our organization, and that's why I think I'll be that, you know, I'll be successful and that the team will be successful.
How do you like coaching in New York?
I tell you, it's been great so far, you know. Again, you know, I know there's certain challenges there. There's, you know, probably three times as many media, you know, people as, you know, and that's, but I'm kind of used to it now. Like, they'll cover, you know, just like a normal press conference. It's like, who is this for, you know? You know, we're just playing football, but
you sound pretty you sound pretty comfortable with it, though. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I am, just because it's, you know, I'm going to be myself, and we're letting our team be themselves. We're not, you know, saying, hey, you got to, you know, let's say this or let's say that. And we know that we don't line up, you know, 100%. You know, if I say something that maybe our quarterback's going to say something a little different, maybe our receiver's saying, you know, something a little different from both of us. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'd rather just be, you know, be truthful to people. And we got, we have a team that, that I'm certainly proud of, and we have a lot of great people in our locker room. So, you know, we just, you know, maybe we're a little different than the standard operating procedure for some teams, but we think we'll be successful this way.
Hey, really appreciate your time. I'm going to talk to Buddy later this afternoon, so looking forward to catching up with him.
No, that's great.
Okay,
Coach,
Rich.
We got one more question here for you, and then we'll let you off the hook. All right.
Coach, you talked about being able to run the ball, and you feel you can do it. Texans have said that, you know, that's their recipe that they need for success too. But when you have a team that passes so well, and you mentioned Andre Johnson being one of the best receivers in the game, do you think that a team with that type of personnel necessarily has to resort to running the ball? And do you have to, you know, use the run to set up the pass when you have those type of elements on your team?
Well, I think you run the ball to win. You know, that's, you know, that's a huge ingredient for success in, throughout this league. You know, statistics are one thing. You know, you can throw the ball every down and be, you know, a top five offense or top ten offense. But to win in this league, I think you have to be able to run the football, and I think you have to be able to stop the run on defense.
Okay.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready.